IFPRI Seminar, D8, Open Data for Agriculture, a G8 International Conference side event.
Held on May 1st, 2013, in Washington, D.C., with speaker Indira Yeramaredi of IFPRI.
IFPRI undertakes and sponsors a wide variety of research projects. As part of these efforts, IFPRI researchers collect primary data and or compile secondary data from different sources. IFPRI has data sets at local, national and global levels, including household survey data and social accounting matrix data. Beginning in 1998, the Tanzania social accounting matrix was made the first data set available to the public. Over the past year, IFPRI is making all of its data sets available through open source network, Dataverse network hosted at Harvard University. IFPRI Open Data and Dataverse is organized so that it can be browsed easily. Also, we tagged the metadata properly so that it can be indexed and searched effectively. The Dataverse network allows users to search IFPRI datasets using either free form of text or metadata. IFPRI has about 100 datasets, with each dataset consisting of multiple data tables. If someone is interested in a particular dataset, they can download the dataset in their favorite formats, use it by the study others. Also, Dataverse provides for automatic translation of data formats so that anyone can easily download in different formats. Here is an example, the chronic poverty and long-term impact study in Bangladesh. It was first uploaded as SPSS, and then you can download it into the original format SPSS, STATA, TAB delimited, S+, and R formats. Dataverse provides an easy interface to collect subset of original data for further analysis. The user can select a subset of variables in the study and download the resulting data in any of the supported formats. The user can also recode the variables. For example, if the variable age has values ranging from 1 to 80, the user can create a recoded discrete variable. This flexibility allows the users to easily collect relevant pieces of data from multiple data sets and combine them for analysis. Once you download the data set from Dataverse, you can load it to your favorite statistical package to get various descriptive stat analysis. However, Dataverse lets you obtain many descriptive statistics in both numerical and graphical format right from the user interface. You can replicate these results by downloading from Dataverse the data file and or command file. This substantially reduces the effort needed by the user in performing further analysis. In addition to the web-based graphical user interface, the Dataverse provides an API for IFPRI data and metadata. This allows non-DVN applications to search and download files from IFPRI datasets programmatically. IFPRI is also working on other formats, including LOD, to open up the data. Typically, the API and LOD mechanisms are used by other websites and portals in accessing the IFPRI data and automatically incorporate the results into their presentations. For example, 2012 Global Hunger Index was also published as LOD. So this data is employed by Land Portal Info, and also Jones mentioned that Agris is also having the Global Hunger Index data, and FOO and AgroDep websites using this LOD. The goal of the Open Data Initiative is to magnify the potential impact of free research by widely disseminating the data in a timely fashion to researchers, policymakers, and public at large. IFPRI data is used by a variety of audiences. Some students, researchers, faculty, policy makers, and organizations are using IFRI data. Here is the partial list of organizations that have downloaded the IFRI data sets from the Dataverse network. Though most of the downloads are from universities, several downloads are from policy making and policy shaping organizations. As indicated in the graph here, IFRI data sets are being downloaded thousands of times each year. You can access it from IFRI data page, or you can access it from Harvard Dataverse network, or simply you can search IFRI Dataverse from Google. Thank you.